Good morning. Happy Mother's Day to all of you moms out there. I hope your day is great. I hope your husband does the cooking and the dishes and your children listen to you. Don't hold your breath. I would just like to let you know that if you are a mom and you have not yet, there is tables out in the small dome that have muffins for mom. Yes, you have to be a mom to get a muffin. But make sure you grab a muffin on your way out if you haven't yet. I was told that the people who provided them do not want to take them home. So maybe dads hang out a little longer and there might be some leftovers. We are in a sermon series called The Power of Small Acts. My name is Mike Denius. I'm one of the guys who's up here. And if you're a guest with us, welcome. Sit back, relax. We hope that God is going to give you something this morning and that you can take that and run with it and grow in your relationship with Him. Like I said, we've been in a sermon series called The Power of Small Acts. We've been talking about small things that make big impacts. And I just want to let you know, since it is Mother's Day, there are a bunch of small things in this room. So there might be some beautiful distractions throughout the sermon. I've drank 3 cups of coffee and I made them strong, so it should be quick. Let's look in this passage as we start off this morning in Matthew 10, verse 42. It says, give a cool cup of water to someone who is thirsty, for instance. The smallest act of giving or receiving makes you a true apprentice. You won't lose out on a thing. This morning, the small thing we are going to be talking about is small acts of love and the power that these small acts of love have in the lives of the people around us. Jesus is telling us here that a small act of giving or receiving makes us a true apprentice. So these small acts are really important. Can you think of a time in your life when somebody did something or said something they might not have even thought was a big deal, but it totally changed the trajectory of your life? It made a huge impact on you, and it might just have been something they casually said or did. They didn't put much thought into it, but it really changed you. I think of a time many moons ago. I was in the Little Apple. I was in Manhattan, Kansas. We were there on a campus retreat. It was probably my first campus retreat. I had yet to really commit to anything yet. I thought I was good. I thought I was okay with Jesus. You know, I argued that I was okay with Jesus. I read my Bible. I grew up going to church. I knew what I was doing. I knew what it was about. And I was studying scripture with a man, and we studied for a year, for a solid year. And I say studied. It was more of an argument. It was more of a debate. As we studied scripture together, and I would say my point of view, he would say his, agree to disagree so we can maintain a relationship. And, I went with campus and we went out to a campus seminar in Manhattan, Kansas. And I wanted to be able to read my Bible in a quiet place. My room in the hotel was not a quiet place, but luckily we were by a stairwell and I went into the stairwell to read. And one of the other guys was going to do the same thing, and he came out. And, you know, it was a true Acts chapter 8 moment where I was the treasurer of Ethiopia, and he was Philip. And he literally was like, what are you reading? And I told him what I was reading. He's like, what do you think that means? And I went, oh, that means I'm a jerk. That means I'm not right with Jesus. And the next week, I gave my life to Jesus. I got baptized, and I haven't looked back since. But that small moment in that stairwell, he probably didn't think much of it. He was just asking questions about what I was doing. And it made a huge impact on my life. And those are the type of things we're going to talk about this morning, these small things that we can do to share the love of Christ. And when I think of small acts on a day like today, I naturally begin to think of what mom does for us. These small things that go unnoticed often. Jesus talks about motherhood in Matthew chapter 23, verse 37. He says, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those who sent you. How often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings. And you were not willing. Jesus is walking to Jerusalem. It's the week of the cross. It's the week of the crucifixion. And he's looking at Jerusalem and he's like, I love you like a mom. I want to protect you. I want to do things for you. okay, Mike D translation. I love you like a mom, but you're dumb. I have sent people to you to show you the way, and you killed them. And you killed them. I want to gather you. I want to bring you to me like a mom gathers her kids and holds them tight. But you fought me every step of the way. Anybody here have one of those kids? Don't raise your hand. Don't look at them. But they fight you tooth and nail every step of the way. You're like, I just want to love you. And like, no! And that's how Jesus, that's, again, Mike D translation. That's how Jesus is looking at Jerusalem right there. He's like, I just want to love you like a mom. As I was thinking about how to talk about these small acts of love, I was talking to some of the guys, and Nate Gill actually gave me the idea. And so I'm stealing it, but I'm giving him credit. He said that back in the back in Discovery Land, they talked about mom's purse. They talked about mom's purse and everything she carries with her. So let's be real. When you were a kid and something happened and you needed something, which parent did you go to? Mom. Because unless dad is wearing cargo pockets, which I am not, he cannot carry the essentials with him. Mom's got that Mary Poppins bag, right? Everything she needs is in that bag. Everything. I'm like, do you need a hat rack? Here we go. Boom. Hat rack. Mom's got that Mary Poppins bag. And especially when we have little kids, right? So it doubles as the diaper bag. Like, my children are older now, right? They're older. So Cassie doesn't have that huge thing she totes around everywhere. She's got this little thing now. But back in the day, there were changes of clothes, both for her and the girls, because we'd been places where the girls knocked over the drink and suddenly we had to make a Target run because Cassie's dress was ruined. And all right, so that happened. So she carries everything because dad's not going to be prepared. What's dad? Dad's got keys and a wallet. That's what's happening. You're lucky if he remembers his phone. But mom's ready, right? I don't know about you, but I have favorite commercials. Do you guys have favorite commercials? And we're about to watch one of my favorite commercials. And I think it sums up this day beautifully. So Drew, if we could play that commercial.
First kid. You ready? Second kid. By their second kid, every mom is an expert and more likely to choose Loves than first-time moms. Live, learn, and get Loves.
I love it because it's perfect. I remember going somewhere with Blythe when she was a baby and we're like, do we have this? Do we have that? Do we have this? And we had this huge stroller and we had everything we needed, right? Forgot the baby, but we had everything we needed. And then Cara comes along and I'm like, that Cheerio's only been on the floor for 10 seconds. It's fine. It's not like it's a nickel. Or better yet, a quarter. The people who know are laughing. But it's true. Mom has everything we need in her purse. Even now, like, we'll be driving around and I'm like, oh man, my lips are really chapped. And here comes Cassie. Out of her purse, here's some chapstick. Her car's like, oh, I'm bleeding. Here's a Band-Aid. Mom is ready. So this morning, what I want to talk about is how can we share a little bit of God's love, much like mom comes to the rescue out of her purse. It's going to be cute. It's going to be quick. And then we'll all go to lunch, and it'll be fantastic. So how can I share a little of God's love? I will share a little of God's love when I, number one, provide for a need. When I provide for a need. If you're a guest here in your bulletin, there's some notes to follow along and there's some blanks for you to fill out. I find that if I write down what we're talking about, I remember it more. So if you want to, you can follow along that way. So the first thing I think about being in mom's purse is money. And let's be real, it's probably not cash because we always take that from mom. It's probably a debit card. But mom is ready. She's ready. If I need something, like our girls will come home and like, I need $5 for school. We're supposed to throw in on this thing. Okay, when do you need it by? Tomorrow morning. I don't carry cash anymore. Cassie's like, I do. I got it. It's fine. I have to have $20 for this assignment. Why? I just do. This week it was, I need mouse traps. Can you get me mouse traps? Cassie didn't have mouse traps in her purse. Just, I crawled through my garage. I found one. I was like, oh, I think I have one still in the attic. Nope, that one's used. When did you put that up there? Last year? But we can share the love of God when we provide for a need. Acts chapter 2 in verses 44 through 45 says this. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. James 1:27 says this. Religion that our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this. To look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. Now, I'm talking about providing for a need. That's a great way to show the love of God. But there might be some people in this room, I'm one of them. This is me. This is me talking out of weakness that might come up and say, hey, the Bible says if you don't work, you don't eat. You have to provide for yourself. You should be providing for yourself. You should be working for it. And that's true. This does not negate that. I firmly believe that you should work and you should provide for yourself. But sometimes things happen and we can't provide for the needs. And if I want to share the love of God, I need to come into that situation and I need to provide for a need. That is a small thing. It might not be this grandiose thing like, I gave them a car. No, it might be, I gave them $10 to put gas in their car. There's needs that little things just show that love of God to people. Think of the things that your mom did for you. Mom, I'm hungry. Here's a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I don't like peanut butter and jelly. I don't care, eat it. But that's a little thing mom did for me. I may not have liked Braunschweiger, but mom made me that sandwich. And if you don't know what Braunschweiger is, bless you. Bless you. There are little things that we can do. Scriptures aren't telling me to empty my savings account and give it to another family. What they are telling me is that there are people in need around me, and if I have the ability, I need to help them. I need to share the love of God because God has given me the opportunity to be His hands and His feet in somebody's life and share His love. And I can use that as an opportunity to share Him with them. So that first thing we can do, the little thing we can do to share the love of God is provide for a need. Another thing, another little thing we can do is we can accompany them. I will share a little of God's love when I accompany them. I don't know about you guys, but when I was growing up, mom was a chauffeur. Dad was too. But really, mom was the one driving us around most of the time. Mom always had keys. Never mind the fact that we piled 9 kids into a 1994 Geo Metro. Mom always drove us around. I never had to worry about getting to school. I never had to worry about getting to a friend's house or getting to practice, being here or being there. Mom had me. And she went with me because she had to. She had to drive. I couldn't. The Lord said in Genesis 2:18, the Lord God said, it is not good for man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him. Yes, this is about Adam and Eve. Adam's all by himself, and God's like, I'm going to make somebody to be with him. And he makes Eve. He gives Eve to Adam, and hallelujah, Adam's not alone, and she's pretty. But that applies across the board. It's not good to be alone. I hate being alone. I'm an extrovert. I hate being alone. Mom accompanied us. Just being with somebody. Just being there. I can think of a time I was glad just to have somebody with me. Maybe it was a time that I was going through something hard in my life. I can think of funerals that I've been and people just showed up. Oh my gosh, thank you for being here. You didn't have to be here. Yeah, we did. You're going through a hard time. I need to be here. I can think of celebrations. I think of my 30th birthday. Cassie set up this beautiful, awesome surprise birthday party and Tim ruined it from the pulpit the morning of. Loved it. It was so awesome and people were there for me. I think of these celebrations. I remember a time when a member of another youth ministry took their own life, and Mike Kiffmeyer and I just went. We went to the funeral, and we were just there. And we went together, which was also important, because that's a hard time. I don't want to be alone in that situation. I also think of fun things like Game 7 of the Stanley Cup, where a San Jose Sharks fan called and was like, "Can I watch the game with you guys after we demolished their team?" Whoa! And he got to watch my family go absolutely ape in our living room, jumping on the furniture and yelling and screaming. And he was very gracious and sat there and was like, "Congratulations, guys. It's never going to happen again." And he might be right. But I can think of these times where people shared the love of God by just being there and just accompanying us. Ecclesiastes 4 tells us that two are better than one. A very small act of love is just going with somebody. Maybe it's taking them to the doctor. Maybe it's taking them, just walking with them in the grocery store. Maybe it's just going for a walk. But I can share the love of God by accompanying somebody. Another way I can share a little of God's love is when I listen to them. When I listen to them. In today's world, nearly everyone has a cell phone. Nearly everyone. And I've been in discussions with my wife and daughters about how their purse or the bag or the fanny pack, because that's a thing again. Why are fanny packs a thing again? But why the bag has to be able to fit their cell phone. And cell phones are big now. It's not like the little Nokia that would just slide in my pocket. But mom has a cell phone. My mom, back in the day, had one of the bag phones. You guys remember the bag phones? You got it out, you pulled the cord out, you plugged it in your cigarette lighter, you pulled the phone out, it had a cord too. There was a lot of cords back in the day. It's amazing we made it. She had a way to get a hold of us if we were at home and near the phone, because that was also had a cord and was attached to the wall. Kids, there was a dark time where you couldn't take your phone everywhere you went. And if you didn't answer the phone when your parents called you because you were supposed to be home, you were in trouble. But mom had that bag phone, and then she upgraded. She upgraded to a flip phone, and some of you are like, "Oh yeah, flip phone." I'm like, "No, a flip phone." Like, and it sounded like a transformer as you started. Yeah, it was huge. And mom always had a way to get a hold of us when she was supposed to, and we were supposed to be there. In fact, last night we were watching a movie. And the movie didn't seem like it was that old, but everybody was using payphones, and they had answering machines that still had the cassettes in them. I'm like, this movie's only like 5 years old, right? No, this movie came out when we were in high school. Oh no! I can listen to them, and that will share a little of God's love. The Bible tells us that God listens to us. Look in Proverbs 15:29 with me. "The Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayers of the righteous." God listens to us. The creator of the universe takes time to listen to you. And I can share the love of God if I am listening. I cannot tell you how many times that I have screwed up and got in trouble by talking when I should be listening. And it mostly happens with my wife. I have a very bad habit of finishing her sentences. Very bad habit. And I'm trying really hard to fix that. But sometimes the people we love just need us to listen. No judgment, no thoughts on what to do, just to listen. In Philippians 2, verse 4, it says, "None of you should be preoccupied about your own things. Instead, concern yourself with the interests of others too." By listening, we're investing in them. By listening, we're showing them that they are important. By listening, I'm showing my wife that what she says has value. I'm listening, showing my mom by what she says has value. Maybe not so easy for some of us, but a good way to show a little of God's love is just to listen to people. Just to be there. Lend them your ear. And by listening, I'm showing love and value and that I care. A fourth little thing to share God's love is I will share a little of God's love when I am a comfort. When I am a comfort. Mom always seems to at least have one tissue. It might be used, but she has it. Yeah, some of you are laughing. Your mom was that person. Here, here's a tissue. This is used. Only the backside. Maybe she has hydrocortisone. I was told I have to add that, just so you know. Maybe she has hydrocortisone in her purse, because Cassie always has hydrocortisone in her purse. Maybe it's Tylenol. Maybe it's a Band-Aid. Moms are there to comfort us when we're sick or sad. When we're crying, here's the tissue. Use the backside. Matthew 5:4 says, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." Jesus is telling us that those who are mourning will be comforted. How are they going to be comforted? God sends people to be a comfort. Just like Mr. Rogers' mom would tell him, if something bad happens, look for the helpers. If somebody's mourning, look for the comforters. 2 Corinthians 1:3-4 says this, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all of our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God." A surefire, small act of love is being a comfort to someone. So how? How am I a comfort to somebody? Well, everybody's different. Everybody's different. Everybody receives and needs comfort in different ways. But you know, there's three ways that are pretty much universal. They're pretty much universal. The first way is to show up and shut up. That's, you know, that's the technical, okay way to say that. Show up and shut up. That means just be there for them, like we've already talked about. Just be there, listen, don't give input. Sometimes people just need somebody to sit there, just so that there's somebody with them. Show up and shut up. Another way is just encourage them. Use your words to build them up or speak words of healing to them. So sometimes people need words. I don't know where you're at. I don't know who you are. Do you want a quiet person to sit there and comfort you, or do you want somebody to say something and comfort to you? And another way we can be a comfort is to touch them. Maybe it's a hug, maybe it's a handshake, maybe it's a pat on the back. But humanity, in general, craves physical touch. There's studies on that, we could spend all day talking about that, but humanity craves physical touch. You might hear these three things said a little different around Greater Alton. You might have heard this before. A look, a word, and a touch. People need a look, a word, and a touch. Not just for comfort, but for encouragement too. A look, a word, and a touch. That's how you can be a comfort to somebody. I told you I was going to go quick this morning. I'm already on my last point. This is not an exhaustive list, by the way. This is not an exhaustive list. I'm sure you're like, "Mike, you missed this one." I did. I missed that one because Mom wants to go to lunch. But you can think of other ways to share a little bit of God's love, little acts that you can do. And the fifth way I'm thinking of this morning is I can share a little of God's love when I bless them. When I bless them. A blessing is something above and beyond a need. Something above and beyond a need. When our girls were really little, not just our girls, but like Mila and Vesper too, it was really cute. Oh, it's so cute. And they still do it, but they're not as cute as they used to be. They would run up to Nana. They would run up to Nana and they'd be like, "Got meats? Got meats? Got meats?" And what they were saying is, "Do you have mints? Because I love mints, grandmother." But translated, "Nana, got meats?" And they said, "Meats." M-E-E-N-T-S. Meats. It was hilarious. And Nana always has mints. Always has mints. That's a little blessing for the grand girls. How many times have you received a gift just because, and it really filled your love tank? I can think of, there are two little silly things. Oh, there's more. I can think of more. But there are these gifts. These gifts have no significant meaning or value to anybody outside of myself. I can think of Billy Stickall one day just showed up at my house and was like, hey, I saw this at Goodwill here. And it was this really poorly painted, poorly cut out of wood, He-Man hat rack that was obviously made for like a 2-year-old and made by like a 5-year-old. I mean, they drew man boobs on this guy. And it was bad. I still have it. But it was, he was like, I saw this. It had to have been like a dollar. But he thought of me. TK had done something recently. He's like, hey, I thought of you. And he found this wooden plaque thing. I haven't hung it up. It's sitting next to my bed. But it's like a comic book cover of Batman and the Joker. And it's really cool. Andrew and Allison have done stuff like that for me. Like, I've gotten, Andrew has, like, really blessed me recently. He gave me an espresso maker. Ooh, yeah. And, oh, it's deadly. You wanna know how deadly it is? I filled my 40-ounce cup with espresso when we drove to Florida, and I made it to Chattanooga in the middle of the night. We left our house at 9 p.m., and I got to Chattanooga, and I was like, Cassie, I think you need to start taking over. Are you tired? No, and that's probably a problem. Whew. I had my 40-ounce espresso, and I had a family-size thing of peanut M&Ms, and apparently I'm a family. He's waving his hand at me right now. Apparently I'm a family. But we can share the love of Christ just by blessing people. And it doesn't have to be something extravagant. Obviously, you could spend a dollar at Goodwill and make somebody's day. Goodwill's magical. I'm just putting that out there. Matthew 7, verses 11 says, if you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? God loves blessing us. I don't have to have the house I have. I don't have to have the cars I have. I don't have to have the stuff I have. But God has blessed me. There are things you have. You don't have to live, but God has blessed you. And God loves blessing his children. Just like we... To be fair, my children are spoiled rotten, and I have a hand in it. I do. I really have a hand in it. There are times where I will just take Blythe to a bookstore for no reason other than that's like her go-to place. I don't even have to buy anything. I just take her to the bookstore and she can smell the books. I could take, every once in a while, I'll take Cara to Scooters or Starbucks every once in a while. Every time we go to the orthodontist, you're taking me to Starbucks after this, right? No, I'm not. I took you last week. But my teeth really hurt, and they hurt last week, and that's when I got you Starbucks. So I'm not spending another $16 on sugar. Every once in a while, I'll buy Cassie flowers. Every once in a while. We can do these little things to bless the people around us. Is there something you can do to bless someone today to share the love of Christ? Maybe it's just going in and cutting their grass. Maybe they need their grass cut and they haven't been able to get to it. You can just go cut your grass. We drove past a neighbor today. I thought about driving my tractor down and cutting their grass. But my tractor blew up on me yesterday and I fixed it. But I don't even know these people. And they're like 2 blocks down. And my tractor might die before I get there. Maybe it's doing the dishes. Maybe it's just doing the dishes for mom today. Maybe it's taking somebody out to lunch. Maybe it's stealing their car and putting gas in it. That could happen. You gotta return the car, too, by the way. You gotta return the car. Gotta make sure I say that. That's recorded. You have to return the car. Maybe the small thing you could do this morning is if you are able-bodied, you can park in the back parking lot instead of up front where people who need small children to get in without getting ran over or they have a hard time walking, they can have an easier time to get in. That's something small we can do to build the love of Christ in this family. Maybe it's buying somebody a cup of coffee. Just a cup of coffee and just sitting there with them. Or maybe it's doing something fun like, hey, I'm going to go down to Atomic Pinball and I'm going to play pinball for an hour. Why don't you come with me? Oh, I ain't got the money to do that. I didn't ask if you had the money. I said, I'm going. Come with me. There are little things that we can do to be blessings to the people around us. And we can show the love of Christ through those blessings. And the body of Christ will be built up because of that. Like I said, this isn't an exhaustive list. There are tons of other small things we can do to share the love of Christ. But I want to encourage you this morning, open your eyes. Better yet, pray that God opens your eyes. Hold on, before you do that, understand, if you ask God to do something, He's going to do it. Okay? So if you're like, God, stretch me, He's going to stretch you. God, open my eyes, He's going to open your eyes. And you might not like what you see. There's times in Scripture where somebody is like, God, open the eyes of the servant's heart. And the servant's heart's eyes were open, and he saw an army that he didn't see before. And he was like, oh, no. But God took care of him. And if you pray, God, open my eyes so I can see what little thing I need to do for somebody around me to share your love, He's going to. He's going to, like, hey, here's somebody. Pick one. Pick two, pick three, I don't care. Do something to share my love today. Start today. Little things. Because I don't know if you've noticed, but every time we talk about a little thing in this sermon series, it's not little. It's not really little. They're big things that seem little, that make huge impacts. Take stock of where you are and who's around you. What is one small act you can do today or this week to spread the love of God? In your bulletin, there's a communication card. And it's just a way for you to communicate with us. If you have questions, if you have needs, you can check some boxes. You can write a prayer request. The prayer team prays over those. And if you fill one of those out, there's baskets in the back of the room. You can put that in the basket. If you're a guest here, you're going to see our members putting their offering in the basket. We didn't ask you to come to get something from you. We want to give to you. And I pray for you moms out here that you still have your hair at the end of the day. Because that happens. Your children listen to you. The food is delicious and warm because moms don't always get to eat a hot meal. And that you just have a great day. We have the weather for it. I hope this morning God blesses you and that throughout this week you can be thinking of what He has done for you and you can share His love. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for all that you do for us, for the good moms that you've provided to us, for the blessings you've given us. I pray that as we look at our lives, as we think about what has been done for us and what will be done for us, that we can share your love. That we can spread your love and that your kingdom can be advanced. That the light that you provide will shine in this dark world and that people will come to know you. Father, bless us here. Help us to walk in step with your Spirit. And I want to pray for the moms in this room that you can bless them with all the fruits of the Spirit, because I know raising kids is not easy. And even if they are raised, it's still not easy. Mom doesn't quit worrying about her kids. So bless these moms, Father, and bless us. We love you. It's in your name I pray. Amen. It is all been said and done. There is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for? When it's all been said and done.
Yeah.